Here's a quote from Candace Owens. Charlie knew TPUSA would be the death of him. There's new things that are out, and I don't, let's put it this way. I'm not going to point to any one individual inside TPUSA and say, you knew it was coming or you covered it up. But people at TPUSA, specific people, owe the public an explanation. This country, forget your donors, this country, individual citizens have donated untold millions to your cause, TPUSA. You owe it to America to explain certain behaviors, certain anomalies, and you should be asking the same questions we are. Have you been promised something for your complicit science that validates a horse crap investigation? Well, we're going to explore that right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by the great products of NanoSoma. I'm just going to highlight one of them here, but they have several. You should look at all of them. But this one here was my miracle. It brought me back from death's doorstep. RSV, strep, lung nodules, Dave. I'm sorry they're not coming back. Well, I'm doing more now than I've done in a quarter of a century. I'm lucky. I was at the gym working out last night, watching a great baseball game, by the way, while I was working out. But I did really good things, amazing things. Did quite a bit of work on the heavy bag. I couldn't have done that before I started taking this when I got sick. I recommend that you grab this for your immune system. It's restorative, preventative. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, again, I'm going to quote Candace Owens. This is a telling quote. She knows how TPSA works. She was part of him for 6 years. Her and Charlie were best friends. It's been proven, 2 days before his death, he had made statements about bringing her back, aligning more closely with Tucker Carlson. Let me quote Candace again. Charlie knew TPUSA would be the death of him. She's a little more pointed in her concerns. I, on the other hand, just want questions answered. Although, am I leaning in the direction of Candace? If I didn't say yes, I wouldn't be honest. But I'm not quite where she's at. But also, too, I've found Candace always to be a person of integrity. I wonder why people connected to TPUSA and people connected to, let's say, other interests, we'll just leave it at that, are categorizing Candace as a clickbaiter, a show person. She's trying to capitalize on Charlie's death. These are terrible things I'm hearing. Her and Charlie were really close friends. I think her quote bears investigation. She specifically goes after Mikey McCoy. I've mentioned him, chief of staff. Very suspicious behavior standing near Charlie when he's shot. Then he puts a phone to his head. He doesn't dial, didn't have the time to dial. Candace showed that in a video. And then he walks around the tent, comes out the other side. He's still on the phone. What the hell is that about? Let me give you some scenarios. Well, I got to get done cleaning up here and I'll pick up the laundry on the way home. Or it's done. Or place the stock bet on such and such. I don't know what he was saying. But what you should be doing, Mikey McCoy and TPUSA, producing a phone log that day so we know who you were talking to. As the police like to say, if you have nothing to hide, then present some evidence. That's one thing I found just damning. Damning. I want to know who he was talking to. You say, well, Dave, it's none of your business. Well, yes, it is. Charlie was a public figure that furthered a cause I very much believed in. Christ, freedom, First Amendment, the welfare of our kids, our young adults. Yeah, we deserve an answer. But there's more that has surfaced on something that I've covered before. Internet searches just prior to Charlie's death. And I've covered some of them already, researching every surgeon at the hospital from Tel Aviv and DC. And that started in July of 2025. And before that, nobody was looking. To me, that's very suspicious. That catches my attention. But now we know that in August 28th, the gun that allegedly was used by Tyler Robinson, who I don't believe shot anybody that day. I'm not even sure he was there. But the Mauser 98, that appeared in an internet search from DC on 8/28. Something new. We did not know. Tyler James Robinson was being researched in Tel Aviv on IP from Tel Aviv on September 9th, one day before Charlie was shot on 9/10. I wish I could say maybe this isn't true, but I've seen the receipts. Now, I understand from some people the receipts are disappearing, but people have the hard copies and they're producing it. It's omnipresent. It's there for everyone to see. This is not controversial. It's not an unnamed source. How many coincidences do you believe in until you have a conspiracy? Is one person I've seen say one time is a happenstance, two is a coincidence, three is criminal intent. This is extremely, extremely bothersome. The Utah Medical Examiner came under investigation by an IP address in Tel Aviv, Israel, on June 25th, Deidre O'Mara. And we've seen just a crappy medical investigation. A doctor that could say a 30-06 would be stopped by a bone, prevented death of people behind him. Who wrote that for him? Kash Patel's secretary? I mean, this is ridiculous. This stuff goes beyond being believable. And I don't know how a doctor would have the nerve to put his name on something so ridiculous without really some kind of compensation, some kind of favor. I have no idea. I wouldn't risk my professional reputation saying that. A 30-06, and I've said this probably 10 times, the experts I talk to, the snipers say, if impact point was here, well, his head probably would have been gone. Also, too, Candace is convinced, watching frame by frame freezing of something in front of Charlie, that he was shot from the front, not behind. And she said it explains why the cameras had to be taken down immediately. And one of the cameramen made a selfie. And it was as Charlie was being carried to the car that would transport him to the hospital. Candace had concerns about the emotional sincerity. And the person even said, as they're carrying Charlie, he's dead. He's the first person to say it. How do you know? How do you know? Maybe he was, but how would you know at that point? Are you a doctor that examined him? See, TPUSA needs to explain this in detail. Because what it does, no one thing here really says we have a definite smoking gun, no pun intended. But it does create a huge bellowing amount of smoke. And behind smoke, there's fire. And I stand with Candace. I'm not pointing my finger at anybody, but I'm saying certain people have certain things to explain. And I want answers. And why isn't the FBI, with all their resources, which they conveniently just busted the NBA mafia betting scandals? How timely is that? 2 days after Kash Patel calls people like Candace and myself to be what? Anarchists? Because we won't accept your crappy investigation that ended prematurely. And then you come out with this magic bust that you say, these investigations started under Obama. Why now? You know, I stopped believing in coincidences a long time ago. And so should you. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, where the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, look, I have put a device on the back of my phone. And it fantastic. It blocks the EMFs coming off, at least the majority of the EMF. And I'm concerned that we use our cell phones. You should never hold it up to your head, but sometimes you have to. If you're private, you can't have it on speaker. So what are you going to do to protect yourself from the EMF waves? Well, you got to have a block. Well, I have friends that specialize in this. They're from Bodyline, and they got great specials going on right now. It's frequency-based, and the rage in healthcare right now is frequency-based treatments. And not only that, they have a pain patch based on the same principles, a sleep patch, and another one I use, energy band. Don't wear it to bed. Great products, all at a great price, frequency-based. Go to bodyaline.com. Slash Dave Hodges. That's bodyaline.com slash Dave Hodges. How long should someone grieve before you fully move on? Organizations grieve and people grieve. When John Kennedy was killed, a lot of people don't talk about this. In fact, I don't think I've heard this mentioned in decades. This might surprise you. The NFL and Major League Baseball became the two major sports that got major TV coverage in the early 1960s. The NBA, no, the Final Four, didn't even see the Final Four. You'd see the championship game at midnight on tape delay. Things have changed, right? March Madness is crazy. It's still big business in 1963 when John Kennedy was killed. But when he was killed, the NFL postponed their season for 2 weeks. That's unheard of. Huge organization. It dwarfs an organization, say, like DP USA. 2 weeks, they didn't play a game. And they were, except for country of origin, citizenship, they were connected only to John Kennedy through that. There are probably a lot of Republicans and independents didn't like John Kennedy that were part of the NFL, just assuming. But yet they saw fit to take 2 full weeks off from competition and delay their playoff structure. All right, how long should you grieve? Well, I've seen no evidence of it. I'm serious. Well, I take that back. A third party that does a lot of work for TPSU grieved, and I'm going to talk about that next. And that's bizarre. It's off the charts bizarre. Like Twilight Zone, Rod Serling should be narrating this bizarre. But with this, I just scratch my head. Andrew Colvett, the communications director and producer of the Charlie Kirk podcast, went on Jesse Waters, and as I've reported before, said, "We geofenced 277,000 people that went to the memorial for Charlie." Why? Well, I think I've discovered why. Two reasons. The very day after the memorial, people got a text allegedly from Erica Kirk. I don't believe she sent this. I think they simply used her name for marketing purposes. Some people are going to criticize me for even giving her credit for not being part of it, but you know how marketing works. Okay. So the geofenced people, not all of them, but a lot of them, some people I know, received text message ads, contribute to TPUSA, keep Charlie's dream alive. Well, then there was the Give, Send, Go that started immediately. And there are estimates between $12 and $20 million just based on that. Went into TPUSA, and I think some of it went to the Kirk family, which I don't really have a problem with. I think the kids should have been taken care of, but it went beyond just the kids. Now, that's the first thing. The geofence data was gathered by a third-party company that many researchers have linked to Israel. Why? Why? Well, we've talked to you about flock and geofencing and all this, and there are churches that have data that facially tracks you when you walk into their church. They also lock onto your cell phone. They know who you are. Same company, Israel. What do they need to know who Christians are and ones that would have attended Charlie Kirk's memorial service. Isn't that bizarre? Clearly, the marketing arm of TP USA or TP USA Action, they weren't grieving very damn long. This is really concerning to me. And the fact that they're using data in this particular manner is very concerning. Also, not only did they send out text messages, send us money, they started doing marketing ads. Buy Charlie Kirk t-shirts. I tell you, I found this out. I was sick to my stomach. I'm thinking, couldn't you at least wait for the body to get cold and people to get back home from their trip to Glendale, Arizona for the memorial? Wow. This is off the charts bizarre. Do you not agree? Do I get an amen there? I look at this as wholly insensitive, and I'm not throwing Erica Kirk under the bus on this. You can use her name for anything. I have no proof she was part of it. But the marketing arm, I judge you to be insensitive. And a lot of the people that receive those text messages that have since contacted me, and if you're, by the way, in my audience, I'd like to hear from you as well about what you got. But these a lot of people that I've talked to just are really offended by this. They're horrified by the insensitivity. It should have been a mourning period, but the public declaration of mourning was very sparse. And the releases to that effect were few and far between from what one would normally expect. What do people say at the end when they go, "I think I've run out of things to say, but I think I made my point"? Just saying. Just saying. If this isn't just suspicious off the charts, I don't know what is. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'm Dave Hodges, the host, and we're the show. We're going to free every enslaved mind, and we're going to do it one mind at a time. But you can make it 1 million by sharing everything we do digitally on all our platforms. We do appreciate that. If you're seeing us on social media, please subscribe and don't forget to like us. We're really glad you're with us. And I'm shaking my head because I've got more to cover than I have time to cover it in. But first, I want to tell you something. I talk about this product every day because I need America to go on this because it would improve how we function, how we feel immensely. It did for me. The NanoSoma liquid spray. Had terrible sore throat yesterday. Absolutely horrendous. One day of using this, symptoms 95% gone. You know, that's brought me back from RSV and strep lung grindings against all negative prognosis from the medical establishment. This doesn't cure anything. What it does do is it boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges to get this great product, the miracle product that I believe saved my life. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right. Again, continuing down this path of just insanity connected to Charlie Kirk. I don't even know which one to lead off on. Usually stories will follow progression. It makes sense to me. Just boom, 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 right in a row. I got the progression. I've been doing this a long time. It's easy to see the connections from simple to complex, and that's how you present it. But that logic's not working today. Because the plethora of important information. I want to start, I think, today with a short recapitulation of something, with the introduction of something new and shocking with regard to internet searches related to the Charlie Kirk case. This is just stunning. And this isn't the only place you're going to see this information. I just want to make sure that I'm not promoting this as, gee, I found this all on my own. I didn't. I found it secondarily. But I'm connecting it to other things. Let's talk about what we already know about internet searches. This is bizarre, people. The doctor, Trotter, who worked on Charlie, He was internet searched. We know that from Israel and from DC. We know that. That's been proven. It's very likely he's in the military. I'm still shaking my head at this, but it gets better. The medical examiner, who I'm just wondering how she ever got her job with the kind of work we've seen in this case, Deidre Amaro, she's in the military and she just came on board not too long ago. Those people were under internet search prior to the death of Charlie Kirk. Significantly, this goes back to like the 3rd week in July. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this, about how intricate this is beginning to shape up. I thought, and I keep going back to the assassination I know the most about, the JFK assassination. I thought that was intricate. And I really pinned it down to about five motives. And it was fairly complex. This case with Charlie is already proving to be much more involved on a much broader scale than I ever anticipated. And right now, I'm just following where the evidence takes me. It's kind of like, being a trained researcher, you don't invent the evidence, you have a hypothesis on where you think it's going to go. But then you follow the data. And what does the data tell you? We got so many data streams here. We're going to have to do the research equivalent of a meta-analysis. And I think we're going to have several. Now, in research, a meta-analysis means that you've got maybe 15 studies on the same topic and the methodology is relatively the same. And so you compare the factors. Okay, do they have levels of significance? What are the conclusions? If there's correlation, how close are the correlations? If it's cause and effect, then how close are they in their conclusions? And you start connecting dots, and then you pile all the data in, and you come to a together, this is what they're telling you in this one statement. That's a meta-analysis. With Charlie, I don't think one meta-analysis is going to do it. I think it has to be multiple meta-analysis. It's so big right now. The internet searches by themselves. Now, I'm going to stop teasing you and I'm going to get right to the point. What's Tyler Robinson's middle name? Can someone tell me that? Tyler Robinson's middle name. I doubt that you know. I bet 99% of my audience does not know. And that's not a slap on you. It's just not stated, but it sure as heck appeared on internet searches in three, not one, not two, but three locations. His middle name is James. Tyler James Robinson was researched in DC, Israel, and given our past internet reveals, that's not surprising, that's consistent. But here's another one that popped up that got my attention. And I have to admit, I didn't connect the dot on this. It was connected for me. I'm now merely reporting it. Huntsville, Alabama. And you're going, so what? Roll Tide, right? Which is the saying for the Alabama football team. No, it's not Roll Tide. You know what it is? It's the mega location of an FBI field office, which is huge. They were searching the day before Charlie was killed on 9/10. They were searching Tyler James Robinson on 9/9. DC, Israel, and the FBI in Huntsville, Alabama. What's that old saying? Once is a happenstance. Twice is a coincidence. Three, it's a drop-dead conspiracy. I don't know how to make it any more clear. With all the searches we're finding, and just the details we're getting on these doctors, and the fact that Charlie wasn't taken to the nearest hospital, are you beginning to connect your own dots and you're doing an informal meta-analysis? Is your head spinning yet from all the data? Well, I think you should stay tuned because we ain't done. It's going to get a whole lot more interesting. And this is just the first day. And here's the thing. I would say 75% of what I'm going to give you, there's a few original nuggets I think I've uncovered, but a lot of it is out there in multiple locations, which, I'm not doing this to be the original guy on the scene. And I'll back up and I'll say this. I don't even brag about this. I had two original contributions in the JFK assassination. I had a student whose mother was involved with the doctor who worked on Oswald after he was shot by Jack Ruby, and I learned a lot there, and those revelations became unique to me. And I believe I was the first to connect the dots on who the real guy was in the grassy knoll. And it was through a meta-analysis again, not one certain source, but just piecing together. And I got credit for that, and Jim Mars gave me a lot of credit for that. This is just stunning what we're finding here. I just want to review here before we close. Two doctors, one that worked on Charlie, we believe he's military. We know Deirdre Amaro, the Utah medical examiner, is military. Charlie was not taken to the closest hospital, which could be coincidence. People might not have known the geography. And maybe when they used maps, they didn't get the closest one, but it still adds to the bizarreness. And then the use of Tyler Robinson's middle name as a search, so specific, because you'd find a lot of Tyler Robinsons around the country. You narrow it down in Utah by going Tyler James Robinson in the three locations. And of course, the CIA told us in 1967, in response to people's objections to the Warren Commission report on JFK's assassination, that there's no such thing as a conspiracy. And if you think that, you need to have mental health treatment. Okay, you need to lie down until the feeling passes, because two bad people would never get together to plan to do something bad, now would they? You be the judge. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We're on the edge of the next big crisis. No mistake about it. We're gonna tell you about it, and some of you are gonna look at it and say, "Dave, you're making much ado about nothing." And I'm gonna say, "Yeah, and wait till your attack coming home with your groceries. You're gonna think that you live in Venezuela, where getting home with groceries is an adventure every day." This is fundamentally going to transform America, to use Obama's words. And this is exactly what the Democrats want. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are coming to you from, well, the Noble Gold Studios. Really glad to be with you. And in these times of crisis, when the banks are already in trouble and they're hoarding gold, they're moving into crypto, what does that tell you about their financial stability? It's terrible. Also, Dodd-Frank 2010 gives them the right to keep your money. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to leave operating capital in the bank, and you're going to save your wealth in gold. You're going to remove your retirement that's associated with the bank and transform it into your name with the help of Noble Gold, and back it with gold, an appreciating asset, not cash, that's a depreciating asset. Plain and simple. Don't you agree? This should be the way that everyone goes that has anything to protect whatsoever. So what are we going to do? Well, you're going to call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you forget the number to Noble Gold, just go to DaveHodgesGold.com to get the process started. They will never, never pressure you. Well, I watched a compilation. I'm not going to waste your time showing you people that sound idiotic. We need our EBT. You owe us, America. This is Trump's fault. Okay, well, there's two mistakes right there in those general comments. Number one, we owe people who are in distress. We do not owe them a continuing lifestyle at taxpayer expense. These EBT and these other funds, unless someone's permanently disabled, are not meant to be lifetime endeavors. Yet, we have generations of Americans that are on welfare on our dime. We can't afford it. Get a job. If you're able-bodied and you don't have schizophrenia, get a job. Stop looking for the handouts. And then the other thing they're saying, it's Trump's fault. Well, let's get into the Trump's fault aspect of it. The budget shutdown for the government comes down to two things. Number one, the Democrats, despite being the minority party, despite the fact that what they want to do is unconstitutional, they want free health care for illegal aliens, 20 million to be exact. And then they're calling the denial of health care to 20 million people, trying to falsely imply they're 20 million citizens. Now, I don't believe in failure to treat people who are in crisis. I'd never advocate for that. But the reality is, we can't afford it. No other nation on earth would ever do it. So don't give me this, we owe somebody something. We don't owe them. And we never will. And neither will any other nation. I would ask you right now, just show up on Germany's doorstep or Canada's doorstep and say, I want free medical. Yeah. See how far you get. So that's number one. Number two, the 20 million people who are not documented that they want free health care for, why you have to pay exorbitant prices for yours, American citizens, that's only the small part of this argument. Their goal is nationalized health care that they control. They've wanted it for a long time. And I'm not saying our healthcare system isn't horrendous. It is horrendous. But Obamacare made it worse. And that was their attempt at nationalized healthcare. Obamacare was a lie. Oh, we're just going to insure the 50,000 Americans that don't have health insurance. 18,000 die a year. Okay, I don't know if those numbers were real or not. It doesn't matter. Obamacare is extremely expensive. It limits your choice of doctors. I remember Obama. If you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. That was a lie. If you don't have other insurance, they're telling you who your doctor is. They're telling you how much they'll spend, and they'll limit your treatments. And this is true for every nationalized healthcare system. In Canada, people that have a heart issue die waiting to be operated on. I don't mean minutes, I mean several months. The NHS, they have exclusions by age. We have some of those here too with health insurance. I'm not going to deny that. But they're really pervasive in national healthcare systems like the National Health Service in the UK, where if you're 45, you're no longer eligible to get life-saving dialysis unless you're an undocumented alien. That's a fact. This is what they want here. This is why there's the shutdown. They are determined to impose their socialist fascism on America. It's that simple. In fact, we're actually going to do a breakdown here in a little while about what Americans think of socialism. We have Gallup poll, which is always fudging numbers. And even with fudged numbers, it tells a remarkable story. That's going to come up next. So here's the bottom line. We are going to see total social chaos. So now we've got two issues on the board. We're going to move towards the third now. First issue, if you remember, was what? Health care for undocumented. Number two, nationalized health care that the Democrats control with extreme prejudicial applications, shall we say. Number three, they're using these two to create social unrest in our country. Right now, go on social media and look at what people who are saying they're going to be denied their SNAP, their EBT cards. They are threatening violence against anybody and everybody, looting stores. This is what they are threatening on social media. It's there for all to see. This reminds me, as I said earlier, this is Venezuela, where with Maduro has destroyed his economy. Well, he's fine with all the drug dealing and everything he's doing. But the average person in Venezuela lost 20 pounds in the last 2 years. This is not the way you want to lose weight. And getting home with a bag of groceries is an adventure in Venezuela. It will be in some cities here. How many people are affected by this right now with the Democrats holding America hostage? 48 million Americans will have their immediate food supply impacted. What will people not do when they're hungry? This is Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals: How to Overthrow the Existing Regime by Creating Social Chaos. And that's the objective. Just like the Democrats won't disavow Antifa and violence, they're not going to disavow this because it furthers their need. More instability, more unrest. Let's look to extreme measures to straighten things out. Now, I'm not saying they're Hitler, but they always like to call people like me that think that you should earn your way in life for most people, that we should follow the Constitution. Somehow that makes me a Nazi. This is what the terms they use from the Democrats. Well, let me remind you that creating social chaos was the way that Hitler came to power. And I'm not using the label Nazi because we don't have anything approaching that evil. But the strategy for social unrest looks pretty much the same to me. And that's from years of teaching history. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and I'm calling on the GOP, as painful as it gets, to hold the line. But you need to do a better job publicizing, like I am right here. How sure am I right? 99.999%. The Republicans need to make this their talking points every day. And don't waste your time with CNN. In fact, when you go on CNN, may say that I know whatever I say is probably going to be chopped up and misrepresented, just like the Canadians did on tariffs with Ronald Reagan's chopped up speech to make it seem like it wasn't something. By the way, I hear the Reagan Foundation is suing Canada over this. Deception, deception, deception from the left. It's their middle name. Let's hold the feet to the fire. We'll talk to you next time. Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by a tremendous product, and you have a choice whether you want to be healthy or do you want to continue to take your chances. Specifically, I'm talking about the NanoSoma products. You've heard what they've done for me. You've heard what they've done for a lot of people. Now it's time to step up and embrace it. It's time for you to reclaim your good health. These products don't really cure anything, but what they do is they boost the immune system. But I will say this on the gel, I rubbed it on my knee for 2 months. I don't have bone-on-bone symptoms anymore. It grows pluripotent stem cells. The spray doesn't cure anything. It just boosts your immune system to an unbelievable level, and people are experiencing fantastic results. Finally, the Fine Line and Wrinkle Cream is effective, but I used it for a severe cut that I had, and I avoided stitches. It works. These products work. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Take advantage of the 15% off retail price sale with a 3-pack. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we're looking at something here that is just absolutely phenomenal. I can't get my mind around the fact, maybe because I was a little kid and we grew up with sayings like better red than dead. Okay. We didn't even like the color red for a while because of communism. Yeah, exactly. Well, it is true, a substantial number of Americans are identified as socialists, but really the party they attach themselves to is communist, make no mistake about it. But let's take a look at the numbers here. And I'm going to read to you from a Gallup poll. And the Gallup poll is known to fudge by, let's say, very conspicuously oversampling certain populations to get a result they want. But even they couldn't fudge the results here. Overall, in America, 39% of Americans favor socialism. That number to me is shocking. I mean, if you would have done this survey 40, 50 years ago, it'd have been less than 10%. Why? Because we've raised entitled people. Some people have rejected that, most have, but not all. And they think it's their duty to have us take care of them. It's not. You know, it's what's ours is ours, and what's yours is also ours. That's the mentality. And this is how Democrats gain a foothold. They promise to people who don't have ambition, don't want to work, don't want to improve themselves, that you deserve something. You're entitled, and these bad people are hoarding all the wealth. Forget the fact that you never leave your apartment or wherever you live to go get a job. Now, are there people that need help? Yes, of course, but not in the numbers that we're paying off on 48 million Americans. Are you kidding me? No. 54% of Americans are strongly devoted to capitalism. 40 years ago, that number would have been over 75%. And see, it's the entitlement generation again. But let's get to some numbers on why the Democrats are done. If over half the country doesn't like socialism, your number, and they didn't survey this, is going to be much higher for communism, because that's the elimination of all private property. 66% of Democrats favor socialism. This is how someone who's got Mondani's views. I'll tell you what scares me the most about Mondani. It's not the fact he's going to do rent control and free food and make New Yorkers pay through the nose and raise their taxes to unbelievable levels. That's bad enough. But it's the things he said and implied about Jewish people before he became a candidate. That's frightening to me. You say, well, wait a minute, Dave, you've been taking Netanyahu to task. Yeah, I have been. That's Netanyahu. It's not Jewish people. Mondami scares me. And I'm afraid that this could become a trend in blue cities. It'll be isolated. You probably won't see it in your community, but we're going to have more Mondanis. I mean, you look at who endorsed him? Bernie Sanders. You care to guess where Bernie Sanders spent his honeymoon? You're not going to believe it if you haven't heard it. In Red Square, I kid you not. And his people, his advisors, handpicked AOC out of being a cocktail waitress to make her into a political figure. That's a well-known story. And she doesn't deny her background. And I don't think she should, but the fact is communist groom people to be communists. And Bernie Sanders is not just a socialist, he's a communist. And he is the biggest supporter for Mondani. There are going to be big problems in New York City. One, I almost expect Wall Street operations to relocate, at least a lot of them, outside of New York. Can you imagine Goldman Sachs setting up shop in Miami? Continuing with this thought, though. 66% of Democrats favor socialism. 42% of Democrats favor capitalism. This is a problem for them. You're saying, Dave, that's over 100%. That poll has to be wrong. No, it's not. Some people can say, I like socialism, but I like some things about capitalism, and that's why you get over 100% because of the way they structured the survey. If over 40% of your party is opposed to what they're doing with people like Mondani. And then, of course, Gavin Newsom, Kathy Hochul. You look at these people, and 42% are saying, I don't agree with their policies. That's your own party. Your party's destroying itself from within. Within. The Republicans. I don't know how you call yourself a Republican and a socialist at the same time, but anyway, 14% say they favor socialism, while 74% say they're staunchly opposed to it. Independents, 38% favor socialism, and 55% favor capitalism. Those numbers add up to one thing. The Democratic Party is done. They'll never get any kind of majority with these numbers. And I'll add one thing to it. They stand for nothing except being anti everything Trump does. They stand for nothing. Now, this doesn't mean the Democratic Party is going to go away. You know, and I don't mean being delegated to, relegated to the status of, say, the Libertarian or the Green Party. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is their philosophy. If you're rooted in socialism, and a lot of people in that party, Marxist communism, you've got a playbook. It's called the Communist Manifesto. And in that playbook, it calls for violent overthrow. Well, I think Antifa is the living proof of this. I don't think we need to go any further. So I think some really rough days are ahead. But as far as a legitimate political party, no, they're done on the legitimate side. They don't have a person that they can put out there that could win America. Do you think AOC could win America? No, she can't. She can't win the, what is it, 42% of Democrats that want capitalism. She's a tax and spend person. Republican, she's not going to get much crossover, if any at all. Independents, the majority will side with against AOC. Gavin Newsom, he's mired up in corruption up to his ears, and the feds are now looking into it. The homeless money, the fire money, is he attached to any of those NGOs? Well, we're going to find out. That's what the investigations are looking at. But he could be so mired in scandal that he's damaged goods and can't run. Even if he could run, the way he has handled past crises, no, people aren't going to vote for him in big numbers. So the Democratic Party may be done, but I don't think you're done feeling the effects. Take care, America. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, where the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you've not checked out our TV show, you should. The CommonSenseShow.tv. Great content. Our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight. People say, yeah, loosely, Dave, it kind of reminds me of the old Art Bell show. Yeah, I agree. Some topics in common, but a lot of new stuff. Plus, we have our geopolitics and our interviews. It's great. It's great, great programming. People love it. Go to the commonsenseshow.tv. Now, we have an interesting story for you from NASA. Never a straight answer, but they finally might have given us an answer about 3i Atlas. And you're saying, what are you talking about? We're going to explain it right here. We're brought to you by NanoSoma Liquid Spray, and it comes with companions too. Things that can help you with bone-on-bone arthritis, the NanoSoma gel, but this is the spray. Boost your immune system to unbelievable levels. And you know my story, I'm getting testimonials all the time on this. You can benefit from this product. Everyone can benefit from this product. Doesn't cure anything, it just boosts the immune system. Want to find out more? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. You know, again, I used this analogy the other day, this the song from Jaws, dun, dun, 3i Atlas, getting closer, 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 closer. Yeah, well, let me tell you what just happened. NASA just activated the, and I quote from mainstream media, just activated the Planetary Defense System. I did not know there was such a thing. I look back on it now, I'm not really surprised, especially now that Congress is holding multiple hearings on UAPs, which we used to call UFOs, and they have firsthand testimony from military people and intelligence people talking about the cover-ups, and this is all congressional testimony. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but did you know there was a planetary defense system out there? Now, NASA's being mum about what that means. I'm sure the first part of it's surveillance, right? The Mars Observer. Okay. So probably our geofence of satellites. But does this mean that weapon systems are activated? 2 days ago, China issued a warning about 3i Atlas was acting aberrantly, and they didn't believe it was a comet. Well, if it's not a comet, it's one of two things. It's a divine object from the Almighty, or it's alien. But there is a third possibility. Well, there's actually four possibilities. Third one is this: Project Bluebeam. Oh, I've talked about this for years and years and years. I even published a picture of Hillary Clinton walking with Lawrence Rockefeller in his Wyoming estate carrying a book on aliens. Yeah, that Rockefeller actually endorsed. Topic is there. Bill Clinton was fascinated with it. Yeah, let's get down to what Project Bluebeam is. It's an artificial deception, and today we'd say it'd be conducted by AI, of a fake alien invasion that has spiritual ramifications and overtones. And it is a plan to unite the Earth, like Independence Day. Remember that movie? What was it, 1997, I believe, July 4th? Independence Day. And the world is united under one government, and it was all a grand deception in Project Bluebeam. Independence Day, they didn't go that direction. Now, I find it really interesting that we now have the technology to pull this off. Absolutely have the technology to pull it off. Make you see things that really aren't there, maybe have a few destructive events, and then the nations come together. I would argue the nations are already coming together. I didn't know this, but there are 56 nations that have joined together in the planetary defense system. Then why are we on the edge of war with China and Russia? Because they're part of this. Would, if they really think this is a threat, shouldn't we be more worried about what's out there than fighting with each other? When the enemy's at your gate, sibling rivalry should go away, don't you think? So Project Bluebeam is a third possibility. The fourth possibility comes right out of the Bible, Genesis 6, verse 4. And I've spoken at conferences on this, and I've had many pastors tell me, Dave, this is now the hot topic in eschatology. Genesis 6, verse 4, we've got the Nephilim, which we know are the fallen angels. And in verse 4, it says, and they were there afterward. After what? After the flood. Because that's the next verse in Genesis. Fallen angel DNA, did it survive? Do we actually have their descendants living among us, interbred with humans? We know they did that. They intermarried with earth women. That actually was talked about in the Bible. Is this what we're looking at? And could this connect back to possibility number three, which is Project Bluebeam? And my argument would be, yes, it most certainly could. I put the Project Bluebeam thing out there and the Great Deception because I don't want you to be deceived. It says in the end days, even the elect can be deceived. We don't want to see that. So I keep this out front and center. But here we have NASA, never a straight answer. They cover up everything. Oh, SDS-48, those of you who are UAP buffs, you know exactly what I'm talking about. NASA said didn't happen. Well, how come we got the video footage? Did happen. Of what? What was that? Oh, yeah, UFO formations and war games in space. Not attacks, not war, war games. That's really clear. I watched it with a bunch of high-level dignitaries back in 1997 at Bill Pollack's home. We all had to sign NDAs as who was there, but I'll say this, astronauts, military, scientists, pretty interesting stuff. NASA activates the planetary defense system. Are you ready? Ready for what? What do? If the Chinese were coming down the road, we might try to launch a weak defense. What do you do if AT is coming home? They want our resources, or we're becoming a threat because we're going out there, a la the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. I don't know what to tell you. What I do know is NASA never gives a straight answer. So question everything they put out there and look for what makes sense. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Nanu Nanu. We'll see you back here again next time.